by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfell said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. Also on Wednesday, the CDC said Americans should quarantine for 10 days after potential exposure to the virus, shortening the previous guideline of a 14-day quarantine. The United States has recorded more than 273,000 deaths and more than 13.9 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus this year, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office January 20th, Biden will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economic recovery brought on by the resurgence of the pandemic, even as the release of vaccines is anticipated later this month. Tens of thousands of new infections are being reported daily here in the United States, and the death toll now has topped 272,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Well, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Donald Trump will sign a coronavirus relief legislation proposed by the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But U.S. Senate Democrat Leader Chuck Schumer rejected the latest Republican coronavirus aid plan, labeling it an inadequate partisan proposal that would help shield businesses from liability lawsuits but fail to help workers hurt by the pandemic. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Peruvian police seized nearly $6 million in fake U.S. bills and arrested one person believed to be part of a known gang which specializes in counterfeiting foreign money. Police announcing Wednesday the bills, mostly in 10s and 20s, found in a building in Lima. They also confiscated the print machine allegedly used to produce the fake money. Authorities say the bogus bills were going to be sent into neighboring Ecuador and Bolivia before circulating through commercial markets worldwide. Police say Peru is one of the countries known for being a haven for money counterfeiters. Authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close watch on a volcano that forced hundreds of people to flee for safety from their village when they saw hot ash spewing thousands of meters into the air. A local disaster agency chief said residents living near the Mount Semeru on Java Island could still be at risk as heavy rains threaten to trigger more volcanic flows from the still-spewing crater. There were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. Ivanka Trump, President Trump's daughter and advisor, questioned under oath this week as part of a civil lawsuit alleging misuse of nonprofit funds for Donald Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. The District of Columbia Attorney General called Racine claim Trump's real estate business and other entities misused nonprofit funds to enrich the Trump family. According to the suit, a tax-exempt nonprofit corporation called the 58th Presidential Inaugural Committee coordinated with the Trump family to grossly overpay for event space in the Trump International Hotel in Washington. The lawsuit seeks to recover $1 million that was allegedly funneled directly to the Trump family business. And an apartment by building collapsed in Egypt, Alexandria, killing six people. Authorities are still looking into the circumstances of that building collapse. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.